My name is Rafaela. I'm reading A Feast for Joseph, a story by Terry Farish and Odie Bunny. Joseph and Mama sit alone on the stoop of the apartment in the moonlight. People rush by. In the refugee camp where Joseph and Mama came from, people cooked at night in the hot wind blowing. Aunties turned known, and the black suit flew. Under the moon, boys played the owl. Joseph says to Mama, "Here there are not enough people to eat with." "I'm here," which slides down the railing from her apartment upstairs, rainbow streaming from her whoosh of curly hair. "Now we are enough." But Joseph is busy watching for other people. He talks to Abuba across the ocean. "I'm waiting for you," he says. He remembers Abuba dancing on her long legs like birds. Strut, strut. "I have my traveling bag with good things," she says. "I wait for the waraga." At school, Joseph scoops up the corn and dekongor that Mama picked for lunch. Hush leans over to sniff it. He offers her a test. "I think I might love it," she says. When Joseph gets home from school, he looks around to see if a suitcase has come. "No." "I'm here," Whoosh says. But Joseph is calling his 7 cousins and auntie and uncle who live across town. "When are you coming?" Auntie says, "When we get a day off, we will come." Mama stirs corn in a pot on the stove. "Can I do it?" Whoosh says. "Like this." Mama shows her how to stir with a long wooden spoon. Joseph remembers the smell of yen burning in the cook fire. An idea begins. It begins in his belly. The next day at school, Joseph says to his teacher, "Please come to my house. We will cook for you." "I'd like that, Joseph," she says. "That will be fun sometime." But his teacher doesn't come. Abuba doesn't come. No one comes. Joseph says, "I will invite the neighbors." "The neighbors?" Mama asks. "What if they don't like warm and dekongor?" "I love warm and dekongor," Whoosh sings. Joseph sees Whoosh's mommy rushing by. A switch of a flowered dress. "Come Saturday," Joseph calls out. "We will cook for you." "You bet," she calls back. "If I don't get over time." On Saturday, though, everyone is too busy. No one comes. Joseph rolls on his back in the garden that night. "Where are the people?" He shuts his eyes. He tries to hear the sound of his beat on the owl, the fast step of the wires. Slowly, Joseph picks greens from the garden plot and yellow flowers for Mama. He will make sure they are ready when the people come. On Sunday, a sweet smell Joseph has never known floats in, swirl around him. He sniffs. Who slides down the railing? "I'm baking a cake." She nails the sweet hair. "It takes 3 kinds of milk. Mommy's helping." "Cake?" Joseph says. "I think I might love it." At dinner time, high heels click on the stairs. Whoosh and Mommy appear at Joseph's door. Whoosh is carrying a huge cake on a platter. "Can we come today?" Whoosh's Mommy asks. "You are most welcome," Mama says softly. The Mama stretch their long bodies over the sofa like blossoming flowers. They start talking. Who stirs the corn with the long wooden spoon? Joseph adheres to the dekongor. Then Joseph and Whoosh carry in the corn and dekongor and sukuma wiki that Mama made from the greens and flaky chapatis. Joseph calls out, "Heya, Mama, a feast!" Now the mamas lean in, eating, talking, waving their arms, carving like the leaves of milled grass. They all gobble and sigh. Hoshi's mommy lifts a slice of cake onto each plate. It's sweet and whipped creamy with melts on Joseph's tongue. Slowly a hum settles around them. A rhythm, a beat of people eating together, even if today it's only two more. Joseph and Whoosh race outside. "We ate and ate," Joseph says. "My belly is so happy," Whoosh replies. They dance on their long legs like birds, strut, strut, and the moon shines on the whole world, white gold.